Nolte, Sounds Like the Ellen Show Hires Too Many Crybullies. By John Nolte on July 17, 2020. The far-left and failing BuzzFeed just published what is presented as an oh-so-important exposé about the toxic work environment on The Ellen Show. In truth, the only thing BuzzFeed has exposed is that a thin-skinned generation of simpering crybullies is not only on the rise but is being encouraged by a useless media. BuzzFeed dresses up its reporting as though it were some kind of groundbreaking reporting that reveals the hidden truth behind Ellen DeGeneres' false face of nice. Well, it is nothing of the sort. But BuzzFeed does at least try to bury its shallow stupidity in a 2,000-word false front labeled with buzz phrases. Like they faced racism, fear, and intimidation and retribution and day-to-day toxicity. No joke, here is the full list of the grievances compiled after BuzzFeed interviewed one current and 10 former employees on The Ellen DeGeneres Show, all of whom asked to remain anonymous. A black woman said when she was hired, a senior-level producer told her and another black employee, "Oh wow, you both have box braids, I hope we don't get you confused." Because in a staff of 1,000, the fear of confusing people with the same hairstyle can only come from a Klansman. At a work party, she said, one of the main writers told her, "I'm sorry, I only know the names of the white people who work here." And other co-workers awkwardly laughed it off instead of coming to her defense. Someone was probably making fun of him or herself. And it's now racist that at a party this was laughed off by co-workers instead of turned into a tension-filled central committee meeting to rebuke the offender. When the former employee brought up issues of race and representation on the show and asked producers not to use offensive terms like spirit animal in segments, her colleagues called her the PC police. This joyless scold is telling people to stop the star of The Who from using the term spirit animal because that's racist, and stuff. When she started to speak up about the discrimination, she said, all of her colleagues distanced themselves from her. What discrimination? Whenever I brought up an issue to my white male boss, he would bring up some random story about some random black friend that he had and how they managed to get over stuff, she said. He would use his black friend as some way to say, "I understand your struggle." But it was all performative bullshit. Great, now I have to look up the word performative. As he was reprimanded for her objections to the term spirit animal, asking for a raise, and suggesting employees on the show receive diversity and inclusion training. He said that I was walking around looking resentful and angry, she said. So on top of everything else, she was demanding everyone receive diversity and inclusion training. No wonder no one liked her. And then, one day, the crybully left for work and never came back, but she still claims she was blacklisted. I feel angry about the way I was treated, and I am always going to stand up for black, indigenous, Latino, and Asian people, regardless if they're around, she said. I can't not say anything. I'm not going to stop talking. I'm surprised the Ellen producers didn't hold a lottery to decide who would get to enjoy the pleasure of firing her. In April, Variety reported that employees were distressed and outraged by top-level producers who didn't communicate details about their jobs and pay at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. The poor babies are experiencing a lack of communication from their employers. Who's ever heard of such a thing? How will they carry on? P.S. They all got paid. Oni former employee said they took medical leave for 1 month to check into a mental health facility for a suicide attempt. But the week they returned to work, they were told their position was being eliminated. Things happen when you leave your job for a month to go work on yourself. While everyone wishes you the best, if we discover in your absence that your particular job was redundant and unnecessary. Another former employee said they were fired after an unexpectedly difficult year that required them to take time away from the job on 3 occasions, medical leave for 3 weeks after they were in a car accident, working remotely for 2 days to attend a family member's funeral, and then 3 days off to travel for another family member's funeral. Each request was a battle with supervisors and HR, they added. Emphasis added. LOL. No comment. Here's my favorite. A third former employee said they were given a warning for creating a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for medical costs that weren't covered by their company health insurance and then sharing it on social media. Apparently, a warning for publicly embarrassing the company is now proof of a toxic work environment. That's it. That's all BuzzFeed has. You have the diversity training woman, who sounds like a major pain in the ass, concerned about everything, including killing morale. Except for her job, and a handful of whiners who think they can disappear without consequences. Newsflash, employers like her a liability. Anyway, do these folks not sound like the unhappiest bunch of spoiled babies you could come across? Can you imagine living life with skin so thin you can't handle this stuff? Or that this is your definition of a toxic environment? Or that you run around aggrieved and unhappy? With a chip on your shoulder because someone uses the term spirit animal? And can you imagine any mature adult, anyone proud to call themselves a reporter, not laughing in their spoiled faces at these complaints? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get a job at any level of show business? The competition for unpaid internships is intense. And these people just squandered it, and learned nothing from losing a cherished opportunity. Unbelievable. Grow up. Man up. Real life doesn't come with participation trophies. And even if it did, you have to actually show up to qualify as a participant. The only news here is that the Ellen Show needs to do a better job of screening out toxic crybullies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.